Beis Cheshvan, 3rd of November, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, Cheshvan and Noyach, New Beginnings.
Contrast the Chodesh of Tishri with the Chodesh of Cheshvan, we probably could not find two greater extremes than these two.
Yeah.
Tishri is a Chodesh which is full of Me'adim, occasions where we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it is the Din of Karu B'Yosei Karov, or whether it is the Simcha of the Chag of Sukkos, or Ikvu, the fact that we stay on for the Shemini Atzeres, either of them create the concept and the ability to connect in a way which is not normally available to us the rest of the Chodashim. You come to Cheshvan. Cheshvan is a time of emptiness. There are no Me'adim in Cheshvan. And more than that, the only two dates for which Cheshvan is known are dates of Churban. The first is in this week's parasha, the concept of the Mabul starting on the 11th, actually started on the 17th of Cheshvan, and it physically destroyed the world. And then later on in Tanakh, in the middle of Mar Cheshvan, Yeravam ben Nevat set up the two agolim, which would bring about a pirud, a destruction to Klal Yisrael of the malchus of Beis David, and for hundreds of years thereafter, many of Klal Yisrael would be prevented from serving in and from attending the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore, that was the spiritual destruction. So, on the one hand, you have Tishri, a time where we connect, and on the other, you have Cheshvan, a time not only where there is not a particular occasion to connect, but the dates are times of Churban, of destruction. More than that, it is also in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan that Rachel Imenu died. So that is one picture of Cheshvan, which is not a glowing one, not a rosy one, not one that seems to give us much confidence and hope. On the other hand, we have certain elements of Cheshvan that seem to give a different gisha, a different approach to the Chodesh. The Bnei Yisachar, at the beginning of each Chodesh, defines the Chodesh in various ways. He talks about the Tzirufei Oisyes that make up the 12 different ways of Shem Havaya being written. He also talks about the fact that each month has a chush, has a spiritual sense, and in the Chodesh Cheshvan the sense is the chush of reach, of smell. He also talks about a letter being associated with each Chodesh, even though there are 22 letters in the Aleph base, three of them, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, are root letters, seven of them take a dogish and therefore are kfulois, or double letters. So if you take those 10 out of the picture, you have 12 letters left. They are called the pshutois. Each one of these oisies is relevant to a different Chodesh of the year, and the Ois that is relevant to Mar Cheshvan is the letter Nun. And there is also, and he quotes this from the Sefer Yetzirah, there is also a Shevet, which is relevant to each Chodesh, and in the case of Cheshvan, it is the Shevet of Menashe. There are two different ways of seeing which of the Shvatim create the cycle that makes up the 12 months, but Lefi the Seder of the Ari, this Chodesh is Menashe. He also refers to the Medrash that tells us that the Bayis HaShlishi will be built in this Chodesh, the Chodesh of Cheshvan. What do these do for us? How do they define the month? How do we understand the Chodesh now that we know that it's associated with Reach, with the letter Nun, with the Shevet Menashe? So there is a posuk that he brings in Tehillim Perik Pei, where David HaMelech says, Lifnei Ephraim Binyoin Umenashe Urarticha, Oirara is Kurasecha, Ulacha Yishuas Olanu. That somehow these three Shvatim, particularly the Shvatim of Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe, will bring about the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So, first question is, why these three? Secondary question is the Seder in which the three are quoted. Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe. It's not according to their birth, it's not according to the Chaniah in the Midbar. There is no obvious Seder to these three. And Oirares Gvura Secha, the idea that it should awaken Gvura, and that should bring about Yeshua. One would have normally assumed the opposite. If you bring about the Chasodim, that would actually ensure that there is a Yeshua. So he explains as follows, the B'nai Yisoskot, that in the Seder of time, there have been two Bote Mikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh HaRishay had its Chanukah under Shlomo HaMelech during the Chodesh of Tishri. The second Beis HaMikdosh, the Ikar Chanukah Habayis, was in the Chodesh of Kislev at the time of Chanukah. And the third Beis HaMikdosh, as he mentioned, will have its Chanukah Habayis in the Chodesh of Cheshvan. If you look, therefore, at the Seder of the Shvatim, Ephraim is Tishri, Binyamin is Kislev, and Menashe is Cheshvan. So what David HaMelech is referring to is the three Shvatim in whose months the Chanukah Habayis will take place, keeping to the Seder of the first, the second, and the third Beis HaMikdosh. And that's why it's dafka these three. And the idea of Lacha Yeshua Asalonu, that there will be a Yeshua that takes place particularly now. And the Gevura element, we will still come back to the kasha of why it should be through the Koyach of Gevura. But what we are now seeing is that we stress Cheshvan as being a time of Geula. So we started by asking about the fact that Cheshvan is not only empty of Me'adim, but it has two dates of destruction, the Mabul and the Agolim under Yeravam ben Nevat. Here we seem to be seeing a more positive side of that same Chodesh. It's a time of Geula Ho'asida. Beyond that, the Chush of Reach. Reach is a sense that is unassociated, or in a way disassociated, with the Chet of Adam HaRishon. It is the only one of the five physical senses that did not participate in the Chet, and therefore in the Pasuk it talks about her listening to the Nochash, it talks about eating of the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, but the sense of Reach is not associated in any way with the Chet, and that is also why we use Psomim Motzei Shabbos to give us a Techiyah after the Neshama Yisera leaves, that they're still within the Olam Hazeh, the ability to connect to an element that is untouched by Chet. So Reach, therefore, takes us in the direction of the idea of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. Beyond that, Reah, as we see with Yitzchok, is where you have Gan Eden. When Yaakov comes in for the brochus, and Yitzchok smells his begodim. So the Medrash tells us that the Reach of Gan Eden came in with him. And on Vayorachas Reach Begodov, Medrash adds Reach Boigdov, that even those who are traitors to Klal Yisrael nevertheless have the ability to return, as the Medrash there gives two examples of. And therefore Reach is the concept of being able to turn things around and bring out Reach Gan Eden. Also, we have a pasuk in Yeshaya that tells us V'horichoi b'yiras Hashem, that in some way Moshiach will be able to judge using the sense of Reach. V'loy l'mishma oznov, it won't be by due to the sense of hearing or the ability to see, it will be the concept of Reach, and hence we call Moshiach Ruach HaPeilim. There is this association of a future Gevula with the concept of Reach. So Cheshvan is now moving in a very different direction. You seem to have these two very different things at the same time. How do we understand this dichotomy, this difference that seems to be in the potential of the Chodesh? It can be seen within the letter Nun, which is the letter of Chodesh Cheshvan. Normally speaking, Nun in our mind denotes perfection, concept of 50, that which is humanly unattainable. We can only get there with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even when the Torah tells us to count 50 days, we only count 49. If we count the 49 correctly, we find ourselves at the 50th. But we can't get there on our own. And v'tchastreu ma'at me'elokim, there's the nun shari bina, which we can't access, but we get there through siyata d'shmaya. The Maral points out that the gematria of the word homon is odom nun. That he said, no, the human being can attain this concept of nun, of 50. And therefore he made a eitz gevoya chamishim amo. And the question is, who would swing from the eights? Would it be Haman or Mordechai? Would it be Amalek? Would it be Kavayoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who's in charge? And we understand that nun denotes absolute perfection. On the other hand, more of the first Perek of Brachos tells us that in the Tefillah of Ashrei, we don't start a pasuk with the letter Nun, because the concept of Nun is linked to Nefila, to that which falls and no longer is able to rise. And therefore, we need, even with the absence of the pasuk Nun, to start the pasuk Samach Soimech Hashem L'chalam Neflim. That's how far we need to stay away from the concept of Nefila and from the letter Nun. Now, the problem is with the letter Nun that obviously many positive words start with that letter as well, not least the word Neshama. So what do we mean that it is prone to Nefila? More than that, there isn't a letter in the Aleph base that doesn't start negative things. Each letter in the Aleph base, Kuf, is Klala. There are, because Lashon Kodesh has words for positive and negative things, clearly every letter will have positive and negatives. So, you know, how can Ashrei exist? Why pick on the Nun? So I once heard from Rabbi Shapira Shlita as follows. He explains that grammatically, most verbs have a three-letter root. And when we put the root into the future, first person singular in the future, we add the letter Aleph. So the verb Mochar, Mem Chof Reish. Put it into the future, it's Emker. put an aleph in front of the root. When it comes to the letter nun, most verbs that start with the letter nun, when you put them into the future, the nun is nofel. When you have the word nofel, in the future you don't say enpoil, you say epoil. You lose the letter nun. Neseah, you don't say ensa, you say essa. Nozal, notash, all of these verbs, when you put them into the future, the nun is nofel, it doesn't have a future. It doesn't have a continuity. It is prone to nefila in and of itself. And therefore, it denotes nefila. So what we're now saying is that within the letter nun, you have the concept of perfection of 50, and the concept of that which has absolutely no future. It denotes churban. And therefore, it's in the Chodesh of Cheshvan. Cheshvan can take us in two different directions. Historically, it has taken us to a mabul and to a split of the malchus of Beis David. But potentially, it has Menashe's ability to bring about the binyan of the Bayis HaShlishi, and it has the chush of Reach, which is associated with Moshiach. And that is also why it is the Chodesh of Rachel, besides the fact that all these three Chodashim are Rachel, Tishri, Cheshvan, and Kislev. We said Binyamin, Menashe, and Ephraim. Right, those are obviously the Shvatim of Rachel, but particularly focusing on the Chodesh of Cheshvan, which is when she dies. So, on the one hand, Rachel's death is a tragedy. First off, because she doesn't bring up her children, and secondly, because she doesn't even get buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, the only one. On the other hand, it's because she is buried outside of Hebron, because she is in Beis Lechem, that Klal Yisrael are able to daven at her keva at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. And as we said in the Haftarah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Mni Kelech Bibechi, Ki Yesh Schar Liful Osech, Ki Yesh Tikva Lachrisech, V'Shavu Bonim Ligvulo. Klal Yisrael's ability to come back is predicated on the fact that they will daven at Rachel's keva. So on the one hand, Churban, on the other hand, a future Geula. And something that perhaps most people miss, if Rachel dies in Cheshvan, that means that Binyamin is born in Cheshvan, by definition. And therefore, the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael happens in Cheshvan. That's when the Yud Veh Shvatim come into being. And it is in Binyamin's Cheshvan, Chelek, as we said in Vezeis HaBrocha, Yedid Hashem, that's where the Mizbeach and the Kelim of the Kodesh reside. So that it is Binyamin that defines Geula. Two very different potentials to Cheshvan. And it's up to us. Unlike Chodesh Tishri, where everything is made easier. Yom Kippur is the day where the Satan does not really operate. Gemara Numa tells us that Hasatan is Gematria 364. Achas Vashon. Keru B'Yosei Korev. It is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easy for us to approach in order for us to get a connection. But then what we've got to do is make it real. And you never make it real by being passive. The only way you make it real is if you're then exposed to a chodesh, where you have none of these elements, and where you have to make the input happen, you have to make it real. And there is an essay from Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch in Magalei HaShalom, and a maimer from Rav Gedalia Shor in Ur Gedalio in Mayadim on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and they both approach the Chodesh with the same idea. And that is that Cheshvan is a time where we look for the small things around us, for the daily life that takes place, and make it into something that we are koine, make it into something where we achieve from the small things. Not from the Hashem Hu Elokim on Yom Kippur at the end of Ne'ilah, but from daily life. Rav Hirsch defines this in the name of the Chodesh. Cheshvan, he said, is rooted in the word Chashu. Chashu is something that we do silently, quietly. Why the final Nun? He says, in the same way that a person who steals, there's the concept of Gezel, but a person who steals habitually is a Gazlan. Otzel is an act of laziness. Atzlan is somebody who does this ongoing. Chashu is somebody who does things quietly. Cheshvan is a month where we build on this and we make it our second nature. That's what we end up doing. And as a result, from what he compares to the Kol Demomo Dako, Kol Demomo Dako that occurred at the times of Eliyahu Hanavi, even though earlier Klal Yisrael had said Hashem Hu Ha'Elokim, the pasuk that we sent at the end of Ne'ilah, what was the net result? Nothing. It's true they killed the Nevi Habal. But then Izebel sends a message to Eliyahu, Ka'es Mochar, if you're still in town tomorrow at this time, I will have you killed Ke'achat Mehem, just like you killed the Nevi Habal. And Eliyahu realizes that she's telling the truth. The Holy Sorus was temporary, because it wasn't real. It wasn't something that came through their own avodah. It's only something that you make that exists permanently. So he's miyayish. And in the end, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells him, it's the Kol Demomo Dako. That's where things actually happen. Not in the things that are given to you almost for free. And hence, going back to the posuk in Tehillim Pei that the Bnei Yisrael quoted, the idea of gevura, it is our own strength that is l'cho Yeshua salon, that will bring about the Yeshua. There is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Mayofu Pomayach Bana'olim Bas Nadim. The Medrash says this refers to the footsteps of the people who are being Ole Regal. The only problem is Bana'olim, in the shoes, people who are being Ole Regal, one of the halachos is you're not allowed to walk into the Mokem HaMikdash bin Olim. So Rav Shimon Schwab says it refers to the return, when they're putting their shoes back on, when they've moved away with all of the chizuk that they got from the Chodesh Tishri. That's where you see Mayofu, how beautiful the person is, through the footsteps that they take after Tishrei is over, when they put in their own input. It's at that moment that you understand who they really are. This also brings us to understanding this concept of doing things when it is quiet, of doing things when it's not as obvious, when the hakara has to come internally. Rabbi Shor quotes the idea in the Medrash that when a thief breaks into a house, the thief asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him not get caught. So he says, that's emuna hamaduma. That's false emuna. If a person had a real hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wouldn't be breaking into the house in the first place, right? And therefore, the Chodesh of Cheshvan is where we are sensitive, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence becomes real to us in daily life. In Bereshis, and by the way, Bereshis and Noach parallel this concept of Tishri and Cheshvan. Shabbos Bereshis is always in Chodesh Tishri, and the word Tishri is contained within Bereshis. And Shabbos Noach is always in Chodesh Cheshvan, and Noach is contained in the name of the Chodesh Cheshvan. So there is these two ideas. Bereshis brings the geula, I mean, it is the purpose of the world, comes into being in Bereishis, and Cheshvan is the destruction, as it is in Noach. The posuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon of the outcome of the hate, he says, Ula Adam Omar, ki shamata lekel ishtecha, v'toichal min ha'etza shetzivi sicha, therefore, all of the klolos that are relevant to you will occur. The question is the order in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam of his chate. He says, Ki shamata lekel ishtecha, v'toichal min ha'etz. As if v'toichal min ha'etz is sort of agav, and the main chate is Ki shamata lekel ishtecha. That's the main problem. Right? That doesn't quite seem to fit the bill. That doesn't really seem to be the ikar problem. However, if we look at the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that he was kofui tova, and it's linked to later in history with the Mon, that Klal Yisrael were kofui tova, and they are descendants of somebody who was kofir b'tov in the creation of Chava. So I understand, there was an element of being kofui tova. But why is this relevant here to Shemata l'kol yishtecha? Why is that the dogish of being kofui tova? If we would have been sensitive, if Adam HaRishon would have taken into account the concept of Ezer Kenegdoi, would have understood why Chava has been created, it would not have led him to hate. Forget. The hate is not the eating of the tree. It is the outcome. The hate is being kofui tova, is not being aware enough, not being sensitive enough, not being makir to the degree that was required as to why Chava was created as Ezer Kenegdoi. And finally, there is a Medrash Tanchuma, which the Michtam Elio in Chelik Beis tells us, quotes with regards to Noach, the fact that it says Noach twice. There are various people about whom the appellation, the title, is to have their name, B'chavivus, mentioned twice. Noach from David. And the Medrash Tanchuma tells us that the reason for this is to tell us that Noach was Shokul Kavrom. Now we know that the beginning of this week's parasha there is the famous debate. Ilu Hoya, had he lived in the generation of Avram, would he have been greater, less? And here the Medrash seems to supply the answer and sort out the problem. Says the Michtam Elio, a person is created with two different bechinos, with two different levels of potential. There is the chelek, which we mention as the introduction to Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. Everybody has a chelek. Everybody has a tafkid in this world, and they are given the kelim with which to fulfill that tafkid. And that is why they are unique and what their purpose is. And in that sense, if a person carries out their tafkid, they are a tzaddik. And Noach did so. And he is therefore Shokul Kavram in that sense. He has used that which was set aside for him, concept of bas pleni le pleni, and bias pleni, and then soda, etc. This gave him the ability to function, to create, to be, to complete a tafkid, and he did so. There's a level beyond that. That is the level of the chosid. That is the person who goes lifnim mishur asadim. And there it is the concept of mashana mokim, mashana mazal. That a person is able to expand who they are. and go from being Avi Aron to Av Hamoin Goyim. And that person is able, as the Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos tells us, that person is able to be Noitel Schar Kulam, 10 doros worth of Schar, not just his own Tafkid. He made out of himself somebody who is the father of everybody, who takes the Schar of 10 doros. Those are the two different Vechinas that a person can have. In the Chodesh of Cheshvan, the month of Tishri, which gave us a glimpse into eternity, has gone. What we now do is go back to basics. We now deal with the tafkid that we have. Look around us, be sensitive to that which takes place, and use it to be memale our tafkid. The parasha of Noach, where it says, Tsei min hateva, you've been in this cocoon. You have been saved, and you've been placed in an area where you are safe. That's Chodesh Tishri. Now you have to go out. And now what you have to do is, Ki oischa re'isi tzaddik, I understand and I know your potential, your ability, and I understand within it is the concept of chashuv, of doing things in the normal mahalach of the Chodesh, and as a result, creating gadlus from it, and hence the first time we come across Reach in the Torah is the Reach of Noach after the Mabul when he embarks on this mission. Very good.